Blog Talk Radio.
DJ on the spot.
Good talk, my man.
Real life, my man.
You tuned into Real Talk, Real Life with Emma E2K on the spot. And this is only for the rolling sexy, baby. Mwah.
Studio, man, you trying to drop your lyrics, man, get your mixing and mastering on, get your recording on, man, and you're tired of all those cats just standing you up and you don't know what to do, then you need to holler at Team Studios. Team Studios at 752 East 137th Street between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard, Bronx, New York, 10454. Call them at 347-726-22221, you know what I'm saying? And make sure that you log into the website at www.teamentertainment.net. Follow them on Twitter at TNT1. Don't forget, they open 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm talking about they got room to rent. You looking for an office to get your whole internet radio going on? Or maybe you might even want to do something in there. I don't know what it is. You might even want to have a house party. I don't know. But you know what it is. 7 days a week, man. They got rooms for rent. Rooms for rent, man. Get your business together. Get your professionalism on. Make sure you holler at Team Studios. Team Studios, man. The hottest place in the Bronx.
Yeah. It's your girl, Emma E2K, on another Saturday, and I'm here, man, on the spot. Unfortunately, I'm not in D.C. where I'm supposed to be with Lush. And Lush, I'm sorry about that. But, you know, I'm a mother first. And my little one got sick and, you know, and was acting up. And I just didn't feel right leaving him and stuff. So, Lush, I know you're going to do your thing out there in D.C. And it's going to be hot and it's going to be popping. And I apologize for not being there, sister girl. I know you really wanted me to be there. But, you know, I'm there in spirit. And I know you're going to do your thing and you're going to rock. And you're going to represent Full Lush Radio, Street Queens, the movement. And E2K. So, you know, so we're just going to go forward and just go into the show. Shouts out to Lush Radio, E2K Magazine. Shout out to Team Studios. We're here live. I'm rocking today live from Philly. So next week we'll definitely be in, you know, in NY. We'll be out there repping. Shout out to Rose that's holding me down on the board over there in NY. Hi, Rose. I know you're watching me. I have a call already, but give me a 10347. I'll see you. Let me just, you know, get my stuff. I just got on. Hello? Can a sister girl get her cell phone? All right. Lego was supposed to send me my remix to my fabulous song because, you know, that's my, like, new theme song. Lego, I don't know what happened to you. It's not in my inbox. It wasn't in the email. So I wasn't able to play today. Am I disappointed? Yeah, I'm going to keep it real. I have to say that I am a little disappointed, but I'm going to give you that chance to be able to send it to me so I can play it hopefully for next week. Shout out to Heart Inc. out here in Philly who did my trust tattoo in the back. You guys seen it on the Facebook, and whoever didn't, go to my Facebook /Emma E2K and check out my new tat, which is trust. How many people know the definition of trust? I posted that up on the Facebook. You know, I had a couple of answers on it. Let me see what people came out and said. I wrote, does anyone know the meaning of the word trust? And Anna said, even the closest one betrayed, trust no one. That's sad. And Giselle said, truthful, reliable, unconditional, stable, and thoughtful. You know, is her meaning of trust. Levi said, no one does, but it should be humanly practiced daily. Yeah, I think you got a point, Levi. Albert said I do, but it's Albert Chef Al Brown, but he never said anything else on that. And Miguel Bajanda said that's a word that only a chosen few could actually say it and mean it. And I agree with you 1,000%, Miguel, on that one for sure. So, you know, I got up, you know, and I just, you know, decided to do a tax, and I decided on the word trust. It was between faith and trust, and I went with trust. And I did it. I'm happy. He did an excellent job. Shout out to Jose from Heart Inc. Over here in the Philly area, Northeast, and, you know, he did it. He did a fly job, hard body. No, I'm not going to show it to you. If you want to see the tax, go on my Facebook, /Emma E2K, and you'll see it up there. While I was there, though, I got the topic for this week. While I was there, this guy had came in, and he had got a tattoo. 347, hold on, okay? He had got a tattoo, this guy, right? I mean, rather, he came in to want to get a tattoo because he had a hickey on his neck. So he wanted to cover the hickey that he had by getting a tattoo on his neck. Please, people, stay with me now. Give me a second. Stay with me, all right? So the guy had told him, so why don't you put the girl, you know, the girl's name, your woman's name, obviously the one that he's fearing because he's actually going to do a tattoo to hide a tattoo, right? So the girl's name, I'm not even going to say the girl's name. I'm not going to blow him up because I told him to call into the show and check it out. So I don't know if he's watching or he's listening, so I'm not going to blow him completely. I'm just going to talk about his situation. But he just got instead to do a piercing. He did a piercing on his neck to hide the tattoo. Y'all with me, right? Okay. He did a piercing, which, by the way, the piercing was in the middle of all that, and it still looks like a hickey. I don't know. So the question of today, the topic of today, you know, going back to that, because I was just like, I was in awe. I couldn't even believe that he was even doing that. Like, who does that? Who does that? Okay. The question is, how far will you go to hide being unfaithful? Like, how far would you go, right? So now, like, if that's not enough, what he just said and what he just went and did with that, he tells me, oh, that's nothing. You should see what I did last time. I said, last time? What do you mean what you did last time? Oh, last time when I got a hickey, I got it over here on my chest. And he lifted up his shirt and showed me he had a burn mark. He burned himself to hide the last hickey. People, okay, just rock with me here for a minute. He had got a hickey a couple of months before on his chest, took an iron and burned himself so he wouldn't get busted, right? It happens again. He gets a knot on his neck, and he goes to get a tattoo. But instead, he ends up getting a piercing. He pierces his neck, which, by the way, it still looked like a piercing with a big hickey around it. But, hey, I mean, I don't know how good of a boy his girl is, but shout out to him, man. Shout out to him because he gave me the topic for today. And I was going to explain where I get the topics from because I just pick it up from, you know, from my daily life. But the question goes out there, how far will you go to hide being unfaithful? There's people that really take it to the extreme. Rose, do I still got the 347? Bring in my caller, 347. 347. You on with Emma E2K? 347? Are they not there no more? All right. Well, you know, call in 347-826-7722. And talk to me, man. Talk to me. Let me know how far will you go to hide being unfaithful. Like, how far would you go? There's people that go hard bodies. They go to the extreme. So 347. If you just want to listen, that's all cool. But if not, if you do want to talk, then you gotta not mute your phone.
Tell people how far do you go? Because some people go to the extreme.
346, man, talk to me. Tell me where you're calling from and who it is. 347. Okay, I don't know if we lost her. I heard a female voice.
Hello.
Yes, hello? 347?
You talking to me?
Sweetie, if you're on the air, if you call the show, I'm talking to you.
Oh, wow, Emma, I know you were talking to me. My bad. I'm 347?
Yes, honey, if that's your number.
Oh, okay, my bad. Well, I was just sitting here listening to this
First
situation.
Of all, honey, please, hold on, tell me your name. Tell me your name and tell me who you're calling from. I'd like to know who I'm talking to.
It's Jennifer from the Bronx.
Jennifer. Hi,
Hi. Hi, I'm cool. I was just discussing with my boyfriend that, and I was letting him know what was going on and, you know, just updating him on your situation or your topic, and we both agreed that if you have to go to that extreme, then I think he should just be single because this is ridiculous.
Yo, how crazy is that? Yo, I thought, you know what I said? I said, where's the cameras? They got to be punking me because I've never heard of no shit like that.
Me neither. And not once, but twice. So obviously.
Exactly. Like,
he's just treating this girl like, you know.
Oh, my God.
He should just be single.
Listen, I was already going crazy with him just telling me about just this situation, about seeing the piercing and all that. I'm in my mind like, what you doing? Like, I even told him, just leave her and stuff. And then he comes back, like, I don't know if he meant to sound cool or whatever. Then he comes back and asks the nerve to tell me, oh, no, but you should see what I did a couple of months ago. And then shows me the burn mark. I was like, oh, my God.
That poor girl.
I got to be getting punked. But now, how far, you know, yeah, because, like, you know, who does that? Like, who does that, Jennifer? Help me out. Like, am I alone in this shit? Like, really, come on. Who does that?
No, I just think it's today's society, and this is the way, you know, like, I think a lot of just the streets promote this, music promotes it, and it just reflects a lot on our youth, and this is what they grow up to do because they think that it's okay. That's just the way I see it. I don't know. It's just my personal opinion. I mean, if a child sees that his father is a womanizer, he's going to grow up to be a womanizer. If a child sees that his father's in the streets, he's going to think that that's what's right and that's the way you do things. Same thing is if there, you know, there's abuse going on in the house. This is what they're going to grow up to do themselves. So apparently it all starts at home with their upbringing and stuff like that. So I just think families today need to unite, become stronger, and, you know, teach their kids right.
That's true, man, because, I mean, what has this guy been seeing for him to go, like, through all this? You know what I said? Like, right before he left, I said, you know what? I think that your woman has to be paying the bills because how are you going to go through that? You must be, like, if you're not, you're going to get, like, thrown out or something because to go to that desperate measure, like, you got to be really desperate.
Well, think about it, Em. He probably pays all the bills, and that's why she's dealing with it.
That's a good point, Jennifer. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even see. That's a good point. Hang out with me, Mama. Let me you know, stay listening. I don't know if you're watching me on the YouTube.
I see you. I'm here.
Hello, what up, yeah. All right, hang out with me and stay on. Let me get in other callers. You know, because I'm just like excited. I want to like what everybody.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
All right, cool. That's what's up. And shout out to your boyfriend as well.
All right.
445, you're on with Emma E2K.
Hello.
Hello, 445.
How you doing, girl? How you doing?
I'm excellent. How you doing? Who's this? Where you calling from?
I'm all right. My name is Bonquita. I'm calling from Jersey.
What up? What up, Akita from Jersey? What's going on? Did you listen to my topic?
Yeah, I'm watching it now. What's the topic?
Okay, well, then you must have came in late, but I'm gonna tell you what the topic is. The topic is, how far will you go to hide being unfaithful?
Being unfaithful? Oh, my God. Let me see.
How far? Because I had told a story when I first started the show, was that I went to go get a tattoo. While I was there, this guy was there, and he was trying to get a tattoo on his neck to cover the hickey that he had.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. And then that's not enough. Six months prior to that, he had got a hickey on his chest and went and burned himself to cover that one.
Well, he's slow because if he knew he had a girl, why would he let the other girl get some other hickeys and everything?
Hey, I don't know. Not everybody really, you know, thinks it, you know, thoroughly. They just get in the situation and sometimes they don't really think correct. But I'm asking you the question. How far will you go to hide being unfaithful? Or how far has someone else, like your partner, has gone, you know, to be unfaithful to you?
Well, I have moments where people that went to the beyond are saying, oh, yo, I have to go to a funeral, or yo, something happened and I got locked up and da-da-da-da.
Oh,
like, you know,
God,
when you know.
Cool one. The locked up one. Yeah, that's a famous
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's a famous one, like. I swear, like, and if I call something about I got locked up, they're going to be like, what? What? That's crazy, but people go to the beyond to cheat, you know?
That's actually the number one, really. Like, that's actually the number one. I got locked up. And then you'd be like, all right, where your papers? Where your release papers?
Where what book is you was at?
You start, like, learning the tricks. So where's your release papers? Like, where, you know, where's the paper? They give you a paper when you, you know, when you leave out of it. Oh, I threw it away. I was mad, upset, or whatever. Yeah, that's a good one. That's crazy. But all right. So you don't know any of your friends? I want to hear juicy stories. People call me 347-826-7722. Any juicy stories about anybody that's gone to the extreme? Like, I'm talking about extreme measures. Like this cat that I've seen get, you know, wanting to get a hickey. He actually got a piercing to cover the hickey that he got because he had to go home to his girl. So, I mean, that's like a real, like, that's like an extreme situation. I want to hear about any extreme situations. And Shaquita, that one, the one about getting locked up is the number one. So let's see if we
yes.
can Rose. Yeah, let's see. Rose, you got anybody else for me? Anybody else is on so I can bring them in? So the discussion is a hot topic today. Woo! I'm excited. All right. Well, let me go into my drastic story. I've never gone through no extreme to hide anything, really. Let me see. Have I got busted? No, actually, no. Because I've never really done that. Anybody that I've been with in a relationship and I've kind of ventured out, it was already, I think, understood that the relationship was already over. So it was kind of like that, you know, like, okay. You know, some guys have the tendency to be like, you know, when you tell them it's over, they want to say, no, it's over when I say so. So, you know, sometimes when they're not understanding that it's over, you go through that transition, you know, that period of time. But I've never really done anybody dirty that way. But, whoa, the stories that I've got. And that one about going again, getting locked up is the number one. Yeah, that's the number one. You know, I got locked up, or I had a fight, or my friend got stabbed, got taken to the hospital. Or, yeah, shout out to any of my exes that are listening. If these are your stories, yeah, I'm telling them. So, you know, let me see what else. Oh, I have to take my mother somewhere. Let me see. What's been the extreme? Oh, the extreme one was my friend got shot at, and we were in the Bronx. Oh, I have to go all the way to Queens to go find out, you know, what happened to him. And I'm like, oh, no, babe, go. Of course. No, your friend. Oh, my God, your friend getting shot at. Something's happening. You know, I'm over here all overwhelmed. And now time is passing. I'm like, damn, like, you know, okay, I'm calling him, he ain't picking up the phone. Okay, damn, like, what's going on? All right, you know, I chuck it up to, I'm going to trust him, right? I have trust in him. He gets home, and I'm like, yo, what happened? He's like, what do you mean what happened? Mind you, it's like 5 o'clock in the morning. What do you mean what happened? What do I mean what happened? You left here saying that, your friend that got shot, you have to go take care of it. What happened? Oh, no, he was okay. And then, you know, we just went to hang out or whatever. Oh, really? Okay. So he fell asleep, of course, 5 in the morning. He's mad tired. He lays down. You know, I pick up the phone, right? That's a female thing, right? We pick up the phone. We go, we feeling funny? It's going down. I pick up the phone. You know, I press the last number. Hello? Hey, did you get home already? I'm like, who is this? She was like, who's this? I'm like, wait a minute. This is my man's phone. Well, then your man just left for my house. Boy, I stormed the lights out of him while he was laying down. And that was the extreme for me. Like, that was the most extreme story that I could say that ever happened to me. And, you know, it went down. It went down to, like, 7 o'clock in the morning. It went down. Yeah, and after that, it was a wrap. You know what I mean? But it happened to me. It happened to the best of us. What can I say? I got caught out there. You know, But, you know, I'm going to take a break. I forgot that I got my my little white sipping there today, and I am on penicillin. Shut up. Cállate. I don't want to hear it. You know, I just have to get in the mood. I got my Sippendale. I'm going to pour some Sippendale. And, you know, hit me with something. Lethal, body crazy, something. Hit me with something, Rose. So while I pour my white Sippendale and let my people listen to some music. And we're going to keep on with this topic. Rose, hit me with
something. White hot with a...
Mother hoes call, I handle the phone, and she handle the tone. You what's up, girl? They gotta ask it. I did them all now. Hop out of casket. They should arrest you or whoever dressed you. Ain't gonna stress you, but I'ma let you know, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them.
Yeah, I know that's what they all says. She got a donkey with a warm ball desk. Keep it clean cut like ball heads. Been playing with that green long as ball pads. Say you got a ball harder than the ball players. All she wanna know is they're mauling ass. Can't fault her, the last fault her. But he ain't beat it up, I assault her. Should've seen her come to me when I called her. Slow strut like she walking to the altar. Handbag on her arm, horse for bills. And she ain't got a bag, raw or steel. Often imitated, never duplicated. They say she a dime, I say she underrated. I just met her, so the next solution. Dead my old chick, execution.
You what's up, girl? Ain't gotta ask it. I did them all now, hop out of casket. They should arrest you, or whoever dressed you. Ain't gon' stress you, but I'ma let you know, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them.
Had to let you know.
You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them.
All the ladies.
All the ladies. You be killing them.
Like to congratulate you. Congratulations.
You be killing them, girl. You be killing them.
And you just came from the gym clothes. In a fitted cap and some Timbos. In a pair of flats, well-trimmed toes. Camera in the mirror, BBM pose. Still killing them. You still killing them. You still killing them.
Yeah, man. And you know, that's what it is. They say I be killing them. Hey, I don't know. I'm not going to argue about that. I feel I'm killing them. You know, and when I say killing them, I mean, you know, in all sense of the word. You know what I'm saying? So it could be just killing them, me doing my work, working hard body, me taking care of my kids and my business. So, you know, I'm still killing them, and that's what I do. Make sure you check me out on the Facebook, Facebook.com/Emma E2K. Check out my sexy pictures, man. I'm trying to put it out there. I'm in the 40-40 club. I got the rep. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm in the Cougars land now. I got the rep. Shout out to Tammy Feliciano on the check-in. I see you, baby. I see you. Do we have any callers? Okay. Shout out to Pocket Show. Shout out to the Pocket Show, I think. I don't know what that means. That's what Rose just told me to do. I don't know. Yeah, if I said it wrong, Rose. That probably did. 917, I see you. You're on with Emma E2K. Oh, shout out. Okay, Pocket Show is in the chat room. I see you. Chat room, I see you. 917, you're on with Emma E2K.
Yo, what's good? What's good?
What's good, baby? Who's this and where you calling from?
It's David Anderson from New York, Bronx, New York.
Hey, honey, stand up. New York, stand up.
You already know. You already know.
So did you hear the topic? Please tell me that you heard my topic.
Yeah, yeah. How far will you go to the cheating and all that, right?
There you go. No. How far will you go to hide being unfaithful?
Hide.
You see what I'm saying? So it changes. Like, you always got to listen to exactly how I phrase it because that's how you know how to answer it. So I'm going to hit you with it again. Hold up. How far will you go to hide being unfaithful? Talk to me.
I remember the last time I told one of my shorties I got shot and all that.
Oh, my God. You're one of those?
Yeah, I'm one of those. I'm one of those.
And you thought she wasn't going to the hospital?
Nah, I told her don't come. I told her don't come. My family was there and all that. And then when I went to go see her, I had a little patch on my leg and she acted like it was blood in it. But I ain't showed the gun wound. I ain't really get shot.
Oh, my God, you terrible. Now, let me ask you something, I thank you so much for being honest.
Yeah.
Why did you think you had to go through those measures? Why you just didn't say, you know what, and just left her? Like, why did you think you had to do all that?
Honestly, I didn't want to leave her. Like, I wanted to be with her, and I wanted to be with the other shorty, too. So, like, it was kind of hard. She wanted to chill with me. Both of them wanted to chill with me at the same time, so I had to make up an excuse for one of them.
And it worked? And it worked?
Yeah, it worked. It worked. I still talk to her to this day.
You the man.
Yeah, I try to be. I try to be.
You the man. But, okay, now, in all fairness, if she was to tell you some shit like that, that she got shot or whatever, would you believe her?
Would I believe her? I mean, I'll say I got to go to the hospital to see her and all that.
Oh, why do you have to go to the hospital and she don't have to go?
I don't know.
Because, right? Because the person that does dirt feels they're always doing dirt to them.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. That's exactly true.
Be careful. Karma
yeah,
is a motherfucker. That's all I'm telling you. Be careful.
I know. I met her too. Like, I met her too, and I'm chilling with her too.
You terrible. You are terrible. But you know what? You know, that's how things happen. Did you get to hear why I made this topic? Like, what was the reason?
Nah.
Okay, the reason was, check it out. I went to go get a tat, right?
Yeah.
I got a tat in my bag called Trust. This shit is fly,
yeah.
By the way. If you on Facebook, make sure you look for me. Emma, Facebook / Emma E2K. But when I was there,
you.
All right. While I was there, this guy came in and he wanted to get a tat to hide the hickey he had on his neck.
Wow, that's crazy.
Check
I would
have
did the same thing, though. I would have did the same thing.
No, but check it out. Instead, he got a piercing. He didn't get the tattoo. He got a piercing, which only looks like a piercing with a hickey around it.
Wow.
It still looks like a hickey with a piercing. But, like if that's everything, he actually had the nerve to tell me that 6 months before that, he lifted up his shirt and showed me a burn mark because he had a hickey there and he burned himself.
Wow.
Now, would you do that?
I probably would do that. I probably wouldn't even show my stomach, though. Like,
no. You know what? No, I can't take you. No, I can't take you. Are you saying that you would burn yourself?
Yeah, like, to hide myself and get out of trouble, hell yeah.
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm so glad you called, yo. Because people do not believe me when I say there's guys like you that exist.
Huh?
I said people won't believe me that I say that guys like you exist.
Yeah, it's true. Some bags do exist, and like we here taking over and all that.
Oh my God, ladies, please, ladies, the next time your man say you get shot, you better show your ass up in the hospital. That's what I'm saying.
Ladies, don't do that.
Oh my God, you're horrible. Hold on, I got another caller. Stay hanging out with me, babe. All
right.
760-760, you're on with Emma E2K? 760, if your number starts with that, I'm talking to you.
Oh, hold on, this is me, what's happening?
That's you, okay.
Yes.
Now you know your number. I'm going to have to shout out your whole number.
I was listening in, and then for a minute, I was like, when she said 760, I was like, okay, that's me, that's my cue.
Your cue, honey. When I call the first three digits of your number, people, that's your cue to come in. Who am I talking to and where are you calling from?
This is KT, the Hot Pocket Show. I'm just listening in.
That's what's up. Thank you. I appreciate it. That's love. Another show to another show. I'm really
absolutely
digging that.
Let's network. I'm enjoying the conversation.
That's what's up. So do you have anything to volunteer in this conversation?
Actually, really, I don't. As I mentioned in the, I think I chat sent you a message earlier because
yes,
I am single. But in the past, yes, it has happened. But I would say it wasn't just to like get my freak on or nothing like that because I just couldn't, because I was committed with who I was with, but I wasn't getting other things from who I was with. You know, she was lacking, and I'm sure she could point the finger at me because there's always two sides to a pancake. You know what I'm saying? I know, man. I think incompatibility probably was a major issue that we had. And I require certain things, and I was lacking thereof. So what I was missing in the relationship, I found someone else that I connected so well with, and I got it from that person. And, you know, the history, what usually happens from there, you know?
Yeah, that's usually how it happens. I mean, listen, you know, we're all human. Things happen. If we're not being treated right at home and, you know, for instance, women or men, you know, if the woman is not telling her man how sexy he is or how good-looking he is, and he goes to the street and someone else tells him, you know, that's going to get him open. Like, wow, you know what I'm saying? My woman at home don't tell me this. He, you know, here you got this lady here telling me, you know, that I'm, you know, sexy looking or my muscles are looking right or whatever. And it happens for both parties because, you know, it's a female too. Our man ain't telling us nothing. We go down the street, you know, they'd be like, hey, shorty, you looking good, whatever. You look lovely tonight or this and that. And right away, we're like, wait a minute. Why my man ain't telling me that? You know what I'm saying? And I'm with him and somebody else in the street. So that kind of opens up a door. But now, that's still no excuse, though.
That's oh, absolutely still no excuse. Not.
If you feel that something is lacking, then you either leave the relationship, you know what I'm saying? Don't shortchange yourself for that person and move on to whatever's going to really fulfill you and bring you, you know, bring you peace. Is that fair to say?
Well, I get. Excuse me one moment. I'm trying not to let the lines into
I thought you ain't going to take another call live on this
no,
show.
No,
right?
No. This is totally unexpected. No, I know. I agree with what you're saying. I just think that it went, I mean, because it wasn't like something that I planned, of course, because I was like, you know, when you know how, you know, a guy or a female will leave just to get away. And before you know, you go out, you may go to a restaurant. Then before you know, you start meeting new people and bonding. And then eventually, progressively, that's what happened to me. It was a progressive situation.
All right. I'm going to go into some music real quick because, you know, this is live radio, right? And this is real talk. And I'm actually in my crib, and my son is knocking on the door, and I got to go run open the door. That's how real I keep it. So play some music, Vice. I'm going to pull Rock Your Body from Vice, and I'll be back. Streamers, everybody on the call-in, hold on. I'll be back after this. Vice Versa, Rock Your Body.
Rock your body, mic check, 1, 2, cause it ain't a party, so my crew run through. Shake somebody, show me what you can do, like, oh, 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 oh. Rock your body, mic check, 1, 2, DJs in the middle, rock into the groove.
Woo!
Pump it louder so the crowd want to move, like, oh,
check,
oh,
now, yo, I'm Blaze the illest. So much skill, it's impossible for you not to feel us, feel it. MC that you ever met in your life, I'm trying to see your work, put a little sweat in your life. I got an idea, and it might sound silly, but I wanna roll your body in a tight brown filly. Crack it, lick it up, feel it airtight. Get a light, cause you know we gon' burn it all night. And I just might double the ice on Diddy. So if you double the price, me and Vice rock any. Come on.
Your body might get crazy, yeah.
The hotel soon. We gon' put the lens on zoom, bends on zoom. As long as you got the right perfume, ain't nobody checking out the telly till noon. You should get a stack tap on the backbone. Stack rap, I'm feeling off some tight sax tone. Honey, stop breathing when I step in the room. And ain't nobody leaving when I set it with a boom.
Your body might check 1, 2, but it ain't the party for my crew. Come on. Your body might check 1, 2, but it ain't the party for my crew. I'm through. Somebody show me what you can do, like, oh.
man, and I'm back. And like I said, that's how real I keep it. You know what I'm saying? I had to step away from the Ustreamers and my callers and go open the door. My son, my oldest son, came in to get a movie. And now he went back out. I'm like, hello, no respect. I'm on a show. But, you know, what does it matter, right? It's not important to him. So anyway, thank you for still hanging out with me. And, you know, us talking about this topic. Jennifer, you still on with me? Jennifer?
I'm here, Em. I'm here.
All right. And I got Pocket David. Pocket David on the chat room. I see you. You're still there. So, okay, so what do you think, Jennifer, so far of everything that you've heard and other people? Look, we actually got a guy that came in and admitted that he would do something like that.
Yeah, I heard. I think men like him are dangerous. They're dangerous.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, I mean, you know, it's crazy. Shout out to Epi. He's on the Facebook. I see you, baby. Shout out to everybody that's looking at me on the Ustream. I see you. Don't be afraid to call. No, call. Tammy, I see you. Patty, I see you. I see everybody on the check-in, everybody on my Twitter. I'm trying to hit everybody and IM everybody at the same time. But, yeah, that's crazy, right, that you heard this guy actually confess and say, like he said he got shot. Did you hear his story?
Yes. Yes, I heard everything. But you know what, Em, you know me. You know where I'm coming from. And I've always, you know, I've lived a promiscuous life myself, you know. So I can't say that I wouldn't do something like that or, you know what's up. So pretty much, but at one day or another, let's just say that I've been through it. And the lies that's been told to me, they all circulate. They all the same.
Yeah,
they all the same. But they'll grow up, hopefully. Hopefully.
Can you agree with me, though, that the number one is I got locked up?
Yeah, that one's been done to me. I think I've even probably
that's
used that one, too.
That's like the number one. For some reason, that's like the number one. And later on, you come to find out he don't even have a record and he's never been arrested.
I think I used that one, too, once. I don't know.
Like, why is that the number one? Like, what's about getting locked up?
Because you can't get traced. They can't call and find out if you really locked up. They can't, that's easy.
You have no control of that situation. Like,
right.
You
and you can stay uninterrupted, stay over to the next day because you know the bullpens don't release you till 24 hours later. You
You're
can
right.
chill with Shorty for a whole day.
You're right. That's like vacation time.
Yes.
Yonis. No, I was in the bullpen. I was out of and then, like, they didn't see me, and the judge didn't want to see me, and then it was the weekend.
Ma, they kept me for 3 days.
Wow. That's crazy.
Especially if they get caught up on a Friday.
Especially, like, that'll be the perfect time. Oh, what a week to get every Friday night you get locked up. You know? But that's, you know, like, don't shock me. These I've been hearing since I was, like, you know, a youngin. What that made me do this topic was that dude that did a piercing. He did a piercing on the tattoo. Jennifer, but you could see it's a big coupon right there. You can listen.
His girl, no.
If she goes for that, then you know what? I ain't
she know what's up, Em. She know what's up.
And
how many have you known that have stayed in relationships like that because their man is holding them down, you know?
That's true.
So.
Or I've also have seen relationships where it's the woman that's doing everything, but is this love? Is this love that, you know, that gets them
or
crazy
the kids.
And they tolerate and kids. And you got the situation with kids, so it's crazy. But what you going to do, no? You know? But today I just want to discuss, you know, I want people to call me 347-826-7722, and I want to discuss how far will you go to hide being unfaithful. I think my man over here in Philly, I think he's the one so far gone far. The other one say he got shot. I don't know. I don't think I would have put the shot in front of.
Well, I haven't heard you mention pulling a double. At work.
Ooh.
Pulling a double at work. Ah.
Right, and then the check don't meet the double. What happens to
yeah,
the double?
Yeah, then it's a fight on Friday.
The check don't show that double. What happened was, I owe some money and took out my check.
They owe me. They messed up.
they owe me, and I decided, you know what, let me just pay it back or whatever. Unbelievable. Jen, stay hanging out with me. Let me bring in 972. 972, y'all with Emma E2K. 972. If that's the beginning of your three numbers, I'm talking to you.
I just wanted to listen.
Oh, I just want to listen. No problem. I love people listening to me because I could talk all day. I got 2 hours to talk, so no worries. That's what's up. Thank you for calling in. If at any time you want to give an opinion and all that, feel free just to, you know, to do so, okay? Okay. So, 347, is 347 Jen? Is my
Even.
Only 347?
What about 10? When they bring in the kids, Emma, talking about, oh, my kid was in the hospital. That one's sad. That
yeah,
one's sad.
No, not even the kids, no.
The mother got heart attack, her blood pressure went down, or my grandmother died.
Oh, the grandmother, oh, bendito, yeah, the grandmother always gets it. Oh, man, grandma always gets it. And mind you, they got like 5 grandmothers because they kill them all. Is your mother's mother, is your father's mother, is your girl's mother, your man's mother, your sister's mother, your somebody's mother. The grandmother that raised you in the block, and the grandmother that when you was the youngin' and she became your grandmother, you got like 5 grandmothers to kill off, like the old baby.
But then when you get to know them better, you find out they all still alive.
Right. It's like, wait a minute, your grandmother's going to be 80 years old? Like,
you told me 2 years ago she died.
No, what happened? I thought she died. She came back to life.
They revived her.
Yeah, the doctors, they're good doctors. They bring her right back, and I got grandma. Like,
that don't make sense.
I swear. I mean, you know, it's funny. We laugh at it when that's not, of course, happening to us.
Yeah.
But when it happens to you, it's not as funny. You know, you can't talk about it while it's happening. So I understand those that it's happening currently to, you know, I understand you don't want to talk about it. But those that, you know, it happened to, man, just call in 347-826-7722. Rose says, I had a friend that was cheating on her boyfriend with a family friend. She claimed the boy was her cousin. Her BF would come in, and she would be sleeping with her cousin. So she would say he got kicked out. Did I say the story right?
Wow.
So, did you understand that? Maybe let me read it
again.
Okay, let me read it again. I had a friend that was cheating on her boyfriend, okay, with a family friend. She claimed the boy was her cousin, right? So her BF would come in and she would, this BFFF shit, you know, okay. Her boyfriend would come in and she would be sleeping with her cousin, with her cousin, which was the guy she says her cousin. And she would say he got kicked out and he needs somewhere to stay. Oh, that's a good one. Jen, did you hear that one?
Yeah, I did that once. Once I told my boyfriend that he was my best friend. And then when my boyfriend used to show up, I used to be like, can you take him home?
Oh.
Yup. And they used to be happily in the car like, oh, but that's her best friend.
Yo, that's a BS. Nah, son, you crazy. I love her. I love her too. I love it. Oh, my God, this is a caliente topic, man. I'm loving it. I'm just loving it. Of course, like I said, I'm laughing now, you know, after the fact. And I'm not laughing at no one in particular, trust me. I've been there, too. I've done it, done that, been there, you know, whatever. I'm in my 40-40 club, so you know I'm a little, you know, I got a little experience going on there. But, you know, it's just crazy when you hear these stories. It's like, wow. And for those that are writing a list on the new stories they need to say, then get a pad and paper, and write these down because these are some juicy ones. These are real good. I got a private caller. Private caller, y'all with Emma E2K? Private caller, that's you. You hid your number. You didn't want me to know, but you're on. Okay, maybe you just want to listen, and that's all good in the hood. No problem. Oh, they got off. Okay, they locked off. No problem. So, people, call in 347-826-7722. 813, y'all, with Emma E2K. 813, Check your number. That's you. I'm talking to you. All right, 813. In order for you to speak to me, you got to dial 1. You know, you got to press 1 to speak to the host. If not, if you just want to listen, it's all good in the hood. I love people listening to me. I love it. I love it. Listen to me. Love it. Okay, no problem. So, any more callers before I keep on going? No? Okay. So, anyway, so I want to give a shout-out to Lush. All right, I want to give a shout-out to Lush, who's out in the DMV area. Right now she's in D.C., where I was supposed to be, and broadcasting live. And, you know, due to the circumstances that I'm a mother first, you know, my youngin', the youngest one, Prince Angel, you know, wasn't feeling well. And of course, like, you know, us mothers do, we had to stay home, and other things had to be, you know, jeopardized because, again, I'm a mother first. So I want to shout out to Lush, though. She's over there doing the open mic series. And she's at the Queen Makeda, which is at 1917 9th Street, Northwest in D.C. Those that are in the D.C. area, if you want to go over there, Lush Radio Online is doing a showcasing and an open mic, and the admission is $10. So everybody's welcome. You know, all hip-hop artists, DJs, you know, all labels, business people, just go on through. If you're around the DMV area, which is the D.C. area, to be precise, make sure you make it to Queen Makeda. And Queen Makeda is located at 1917 9th Street, Northwest Washington, D.C. You know, and the admission is $10. So if you want to get your rhyme on and all that, then by all means, you know, do so. 813, you still on? You want to talk now? Ahorita, later? You want to stay listening? Okay, I'm not going to mess with you. Make sure you go to the Facebook, people. If you're on, now go on to the Facebook and make sure you request me, /Emma E2K, and I could be able to inform you of all my shows every Saturday. I'm on every Saturday from 8 to 10. Next week, I'll actually be on live at the studio in New York City, and we're going to have Patty Dukes. My guest will be Patty Dukes. I'm going to have Infinite the Poet. And who else am I having? Oh, my God, I can't remember right now. Oh, my God, I can't remember right now. But those two I already know are confirmed are definitely coming through. Right now I can't remember. Ayana, R&B singer Ayana. Yes, I got it. Ayana will be with us. You know, next Saturday. So that should be, we should be popping. We got a poet, we got an R&B artist, and we got a Patty Duke that's all around entertainer. She does absolutely everything. She raps. I don't think she sings, but she raps, she acts. She does a whole bunch of stuff. So shout out to Patty Duke. You know, definitely will be on the check-in. Will be with me live in the studio next week. So make sure y'all tune in. Next week I'll be in New York City. Okay, let's go to some music, because I need to parch my throat and, you know, drink some sip and dale and sit. So, hit me with some music, Rose. Hit me with something. Hit me. Do we got anything of, I'm not even going to pick. You pick, Rose. Go ahead. Music.
Just looking to fly, headed outside. Get up in my Benz and I'm going for a ride. See this hot mama walking down the street. Looking at her, she's looking at me. She looks hot, even in her jammy. Body's making music, she deserves a Grammy. So I pulled up right beside her, told her don't get nervous. I'm just trying to hold with body like no one, never really like
ain't trying to beat around the bush like Reggie though. And you can call me when you free up. You're just the one in a million like Aaliyah. Nice to meet ya. By the way, the name Chris, a.k.a. I went and got my swag on a spaceship. You amazing, so hit me for the day come. You a sexy bitch, I feel like Akon. See, I don't play, ma, I'm on another lane. I make the neighbors know my name, I hit the bush, tell them straight.
Oh, whoa, don't think I'm fantasy.
Ain't like
nothing wrong with talking, baby, we just talking. Ain't nothing wrong with talking, cause baby, we just talking. Ain't nothing wrong with talking.
What up, shorty? What up?
Ain't nothing wrong with talking.
What up, shorty? What up?
Ain't nothing wrong with talking, baby, we just talking. Ain't nothing wrong with talking, cause baby, we just talking. Ain't nothing wrong with talking.
What up, shorty? What up?
Ain't nothing wrong with talking.
What up, shorty? What up,
Shout out to Future Guru 100. I'm on the Twitter now. I'm about to hit my Twitter fam. So shout out to Team 950 Plus on the retweet, on making sure they're retweeting our topic. They're going hard with that shimmy shimmy song. We're going to play that afterwards. Like when I go to another break, Rose, make sure we play the shimmy shimmy for 950 Plus. Doing it out there in the BX is really hard. Don't forget to follow us on the Twitter. Follow me on the Twitter, Emma E2K, E2K underscore magazine. Don't forget to follow my team. My team is FB, TDINYC. Follow DJ Truth, DJ TRUUF. Follow our Colombian princess, which is Colombianprincess. Mija, te quedaste sin nombre. Shout out to Genius. Follow, make sure you follow him also on the Twitter, which is GNEOUS. Future Guru 100 already in the retweet squad. They go bananas with it. Shout out, make sure you follow K-Star Beauty. The letter K, the name, you know, the star, Beauty. Así como lo dije, the way it's, I said it. Shout out to Ebenisha. Ebenisha, shout out to Ebenisha. On the Twitter as well, follow Ebenisha, E-B-O-N-I-E-S-H-I-A. Because everybody starts spelling things all type of different way. Did I just make a rhyme? Wait a minute. Do I need to run to the studio and record something? shout out to Rose E2K on the check-in. Yeah, man, make sure you follow her, and that's Rose, R-O-Z-A-Y-E, to Kizzo, my nigga, you already know, that's how we do it, and make sure you shout out Dina, but Dina, what's Dina's Twitter, I don't know what Twitter is, Dina's Twitter is Desi, is that her Twitter, is her Twitter Desi, what's her Twitter, hello, her Twitter is Desi. Oh, her Twitter is I Stay Low. Ooh, I like that. That's sexy. And just the way you hear it, Eyes, E-Y-E-S-S-T-A-Y, and L-O-W. So I Stay Low. I like that. Ooh, her eyes stay low, and the lashes stay low. Keep me low. That's how we, let's go back into the topic. Now that I'm saying keep me low and all that stuff is low, our topic for today is how far will you go to hide being unfaithful? How what's the extreme? I mean, I think we're hearing a couple of extreme cases, but 813, y'all, with Emma E2K?
Oh, okay, sure.
813. Okay. I don't know if we lost him or maybe he just want to listen, but it's all good. Back to the topic, back to the business. Also, I shout out everybody on the Twitter, right? Everybody, don't forget, hit me on Emma E2K. I'm on Emma E2K right now on my Twitter, so make sure you hit me up. You know, give me all your shouts. I don't have a problem shouting it out. Just make sure you come through the Emma E2K. Shout out to, I don't even know how to say it, but I'm just going to say it out. YDOTB underscore IS underscore LLF. Shout out to him because he's retweeting our stuff. So, you know, we shout out the people that retweet us.
And shout out to Danaya, D-A-N-A-Y-A-D-D, and the number 4 and the letter U. Now, people are killing me with that. Shout out to Bugzy, which is B-U-G, the letter Z-Y, underscore R-I-P, underscore Stack, S-T-A-C-K. So shout out to them. And don't forget to hit me, like I say on the Twitter, for your shout out. It's all good in the hood. So our topic, I don't want to get off the topic. This topic is juicy. I like this topic. So whoever don't even want to call in, you know, just let me know. Shout out to Rosita, man. Rosita, listen, I don't drink on the show. Because she's like, I thought you don't drink on your show. I don't. But if you would have tuned in last week and understand that I'm going through a severe toothache, and I've tried everything. I've tried Motrin, and I've tried everything. I'm not even going to go through, you know, admitting I'm a drug addict right about now. But I've tried everything and nothing. So I had to, you know, last week I was, you know, sipping on some Moscato, and the Moscato got me buzzing, got me, you know, right. And, you know, this week I'm doing the Sifendale. But I'm not doing hard liquor. I'm just doing, you know, a little wine and stuff just to kind of mellow me out because, listen, I just got 2 root canals. 2 root canals, they fixed me a cap, you know. I mean, listen, you know, I don't like to be admitting those things, but listen. It's real talk, real life, with your sexy MAE2K. So, you know, if I talk about everybody else's business, I got to talk about mine too, right? So it's all good. It's all good in the hood. And Rosita, listen, Josita, déjame quieta, right? I'm drinking to, you know, my woes away. On top of everything else that's going on, please. I really, you know what? I'm gonna ignore you for now. So don't forget to follow me again. My Facebook is Emma, Facebook.com/EmmaE2K. Everybody is still on the check-in. I still see ya. That's what's up. But call in 347-826-7722 so we can discuss the topic. 813, you back on?
Yeah. What's good?
What's goody?
It's P. Cologne. What's poppin', y'all?
P. Cologne. Shout out to good. P. Cologne all the way in Cali.
Word, I just finished the show right now, too. Just having a good old time.
What's the time frame? It's 9 o'clock here. What time is over there?
Right now it's 6 o'clock.
It's 6 in the evening over there?
Yeah, I did a joint in like a little like a shopping mall type thing, like a fair and all that.
Oh, wow, that's what's up.
I got a good love.
Listen, you know you gotta go. You gotta give me something with this topic. You know what the topic is?
Nah, I just came in right now, but I saw the time. I know y'all be rocking at this time, so I always try to, you know, show love. You know me?
That's what's up, and I appreciate that. Yo, this topic is banoodles, baninis, bananas today.
Okay, I like that.
Check it out. How far will you go to hide being unfaithful? Listen.
Yo, all right. That's a good one.
Hold on. Before you go in, so you don't be repetitive, things that already have been said, let me tell you what people have said. A guy said he saw his girl, he got shot.
Wow.
He had to come to the hospital. He was going to be okay. And then he went to go see her with a bandage on his leg.
Wow. Nah, I know. That's crazy. That's kind of crazy right there.
The number one excuse we have given is I got locked up.
Yeah, I heard that one. I've heard that one before.
That's like the famous one. I think that goes number one with our list.
That one gets done.
I got that stuff. And then that follows, number two follows, my grandmother died. Because, you know, you kill a lot of grandmothers.
Wow, now that's kind of OD. Mine is way off. Mine is nothing like none of those.
My long-distance aunt, an uncle that I haven't spoke to in 20 years, he just died. I have to go to the funeral and calm down people. Like, if you ain't speak to your uncle 20 years, why don't you now you have to go run and do that? You know what I mean? So, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Hey, Pete, let me tell you the most extreme one, which was the reason why I even did this topic today. I went to go do my new tap, which, by the way, you need to go check it out. I don't know if you've seen it. Go to my Facebook. My tap is up
okay.
there.
Okay, I got you.
I'm in the tattoo place, and this guy comes in to do a tattoo to cover the hickey he had on his neck.
Wow. That's... And they can say shit. That's funny. Yeah, I can see somebody doing that.
Yo, listen to me. It don't end there. Check it out. Listen to me. This is serious. Look. So he didn't do the tattoo. He did a piercing. He instead did a piercing. Which all it looked like a
piercing. Yeah, that's what's up. They actually want me to go back on.
Oh, my God. Wait. Let me finish my thought.
No, I'm here. I'm here with you. That's what I just told him. I said, nah, chill. I'm in a good conversation right now. We got to finish this up.
All right, so he did the piercing in his neck, right, to cover the hickey. But it looks like a piercing in the middle of a hickey. That's what it looks like.
Wow. So he tried to say the piercing made it red and all that.
Exactly.
So that's why his joint is stinging. Okay,
right.
I get that.
No, but check it. Then he tells me, oh, this is nothing. 6 months ago, I did this, and he lifted his shirt and showed me his chest. He burned himself to hide the last hickey that he got.
Wow.
Burned himself with iron.
Wow. Damn, yo. He's like he put himself through more pain. He should just let his girl beat up on him and just get caught.
Pete, talk to me. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, mine wasn't extreme like that, but one night I was hanging out. You know what I'm saying? I went to my man's. And I hadn't hung out. You know how when you, like, stop cheating and you try to be faithful, so now you're, like, in the house and you're not really going out, you know, because you know yourself better than that. You're like, chill. I'm just going to stay in the house where it's safe. You know what I mean? So maybe, like, 6 months, I haven't gone nowhere. I'm, like, staying out in Brooklyn. And then one day I'm like, you know what, man, I'm going back to the Bronx. Went to my man Lucky's house. You know, he was having a birthday party. You know, it's my best friend. I had to go. So I get there. His wife, be all her sisters is there. It's like eight of them and all their cousins and all their cousins' sisters. And it was just, like, nuts. Like, oh, man. So, in, like, 4 hours, like, maybe 2 gallons of Henny is gone. So, you know, it's a whole nother party now. Now everybody's happy and everybody looking good, even the ugly people looking good. Like, it's just that time of the night. So, remember, I live all the way in Brooklyn. So, in my head, I'm like, damn, I'm not leaving right now. I'm never going to make it back to Brooklyn. Plus, it's popping right now. So I chilled. I did whatever I did. Now I get on the train. I go back home. I don't get home the next day. Now, this is the first time I've been out the house in 6 months. So, you know, me not coming back, I know how y'all women are. Like, where this month? You know, where he at? Where he at? You know what I'm saying? He ain't come home. Where he at? Feel me? So now it's like 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm coming. The sun is out. I got the red eyes from the night before. I know I just look like I had a good time. You know what I'm saying? It's all written all over my face. Like, damn. Yeah, it's over. And I'm not a good. My face gives me up every time. Anybody who really knows me knows my face gives me up every time. You know what I mean? So I get in the house. I already see her face. So she's like, where you was at? And I'm standing there, and I'm looking at her, and I'm looking at her. And at the time, we was kind of going through like, some rough times. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, you know, money was kind of slow. So I look at her, and I go, yo. I start spazzing. Like, I'm tired of living like this. I'm tired of being all depressed and broke. I was like, you know what I was doing? You really want to know what I was doing? And she was like, what? I was like, I was on the train rapping for money all night.
Oh.
I was like, yo, that's what I told her. She looked at me. Yo, she had the only look at her face like this motherfucker. I was like, yo, I swear to you, that's what I was doing all night, fucking rapping for money, yo, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So she's like, oh, word, that's what you was doing. I'm like, yeah, and it just so happened that I had, like, because the party kind of got crazy, so I had, for some reason, I had a lot of singles in my pocket. That's what put the idea in my head. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, the party got turned up around 3 o'clock in the morning, so I had mad singles in my pocket for some reason.
Wow.
And, yo, it was just, like, that was the first thing popped in my head. I was on the train rapping for money. Like, them dudes that come on and be like, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Pete Cologne. Yo.
What? Yo,
I got away with it for the most part. She couldn't prove that I wasn't doing that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I got away with it for the most part. But, yeah, that was my kind of crazy story.
That's a good one, and that definitely goes on the list because that's one that I haven't heard. So that's one for
the
book.
Nice. See, when you're a rapper, you can say stuff like that, get away with it. You know what I mean?
That's one for the book. Yo, that's
word,
definitely
word.
One for the book. Rosita says that you're crazy too.
Dina, what's good, Dina? That's my homie right there, Dina. Shout out to Dina. Shout out to her. I'm not even shouting her out today. I'll shout her out later. She don't get no shout out today.
I got somebody else called Rosita that said, yo, that's a crazy dude.
Rosita, what's poppin'? Pink alone. Google me.
He's on Facebook too, so make sure you check him out, Pink alone. He's right now in Cali doing his thing, so.
Yes, I'm blessed right now. But I'll be back in New York November 15th. So, you know what I mean? Got some shows set up, you know what I mean? Maybe, you know what I'm saying? Maybe sometime I'll stop by E2K and drop in on y'all and turn it up and have some fun. You already know.
Let's do it. You
get back.
Hit me up. You got my personal number.
You already know. I support from day one. I love E2K, Lush Radio, all that good stuff. Shout out to Rosé. She'll kill me if I don't shout out.
And she's listening, so you know you better watch.
I know. I gotta stay focused. But I'm about to go back in here, back to the show, man. They showed me love out here, so I'm gonna take advantage of it.
All right, man. Thanks. Good looking, Pete. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate
it.
And you know, all the best to you. All the best to you.
All right. Thank y'all. I appreciate it, Emma.
I'll see you when you get back.
Yes, sir. Libra season.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, that shout out to Pete Cologne. That was him calling all the way from Cali. And, you know, and he actually gave us the new, I never ever heard of that one. So that was a good one. That was a real good one. Jennifer, are you still on? Did I lose Jennifer?
No, I'm here.
Did you hear what he said?
Yes, I did.
That was the first. Wow, I like that. See, that's what I'm talking about. I don't want to hear stuff that we've been hearing for always. I want to hear that was a first. I've never heard that. He actually went home and told his girl that he was rapping for money on the train all night.
He should have came home with laryngitis, okay?
But you know what saved him was that he said he had singles in his pocket. He had money. So who's to say that he didn't do that? Wow, that was a
I would have thought he was stripping or something. I would have been like, no, nigga, you was taking off your clothes. He was doing something.
But you know what? But he said that they were having hard times, you know, like financially. So imagine, you're having a hard time financially. Your man comes home, okay, late and all that, but he comes home with money.
With a couple dollars, right.
You know what I mean? We're eating the next day, and you're getting a pass. Like, you paying the bill, okay, you get a pass, is what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. He said he ain't been out for 6 months prior to that, so I guess, you know, that could have been forgiven, forgotten, you know?
We didn't ask him if they still together.
I don't think so, because I don't think he would have said the story. I don't think he would have let us know.
He would have put it out in the air like that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, usually we hear about all this after the fact. So, okay. Let me see. When I was younger, my family members used to want me to give them hickeys to act like they were cheating. Okay, Rose, wait. Rose just told me when she was younger, her family members used to want them for her to give them hickeys to act like they were cheating.
Ow.
What? You got a crazy family, Rose. You already know that. Your family is damn nuts. Okay, they're nuts. That's all I gotta say about that one. Damn nuts. Having you stuck on their damn neck. But you know what? I'm even gonna shout out some members of your family. We're gonna keep it moving. Anyway, Rosita on the check-in. Rosita, are you watching me on the YouTube or are you just listening? Hit me up on the Facebook. I don't know if she's watching, if she's listening, but she's definitely on the check-in. Everybody on the YouTube, on the Twitter. Let me go back to the Twitter. All right, shout out to Rosé. Shout out to EPMD. EPEEMD. Shout out to you, Queen Emma2K. Oh, that's peace. Thank you. I love when the people give me shout out. Shout it out. Don't forget to go to Twitter. You can go on the Facebook too. And give me your shouts. I'm on live 347-826-7722. Don't be afraid to call me. Call me, Don't feel afraid to call me, man. You know, I'm as sweet as shit. Oh, let me not say that. That is not kind of culture. Right? That is not kind of culture. Like, what the? I'm as sweet as can be. I'm as sweet as can be, you know, when you treat me right, when you talk to me right. Because other than that, be careful. I got a show 2 hours just to break on you if you get funny. Shout out to the youth streamers. Let me show you what I found in the dollar store today. Look. Well, for the youth streamers. You see that? That's a lollipop. It's a sugar cookie lollipop that I'm showing the youth streamers. Sorry, those on the block talk. But if you want to see what I'm showing, get on the stream. So happy Halloween to everybody. Happy, happy Halloween. Don't forget to buy your kids their costume. Don't wait till late. Because then there's nothing. Then you got to wrap them up in toilet paper and send them in front of their zombies.
Say they're a mummy.
Your zombie, your mommy, that's it. No worries. No. Mommy, the tissue. The tissue's coming. Oh, wrap it again. Just keep wrapping it around yourself. You know what I'm saying? Oh, they got to become, like, what's the fastest?
A ghost with a sheet.
Oh, right.
You're a ghost.
Two old, your ghost, Papi Casper, the friendly ghost. That's
what if you ain't
are.
Got no white sheets? You only got a plaid one. You're a plaid ghost.
Yes, the one that, you know, it's in now to be a plaid ghost. You know what I'm saying? 2010, don't worry about it. You ain't going to look like nobody, I'll tell you that
one. You cut nobody two eyes gonna, out.
Nobody's going to look like you. I want to shout out Omar, who has done a hell of a job with my website. Everybody log into www.e2kmagazineonline.com. You can also see me live on the stream if you go on the website. You can go to lushradioonline.com. You can go to e2kmagazineonline.com and go to the stream live or live stream, and I'm there, voila, in your face. Like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? Every Saturday from 8 to 10. So don't forget. There's many ways to get at me. You can also come to the Facebook, which is /MAE2K, and on the Twitter, MAE2K or E2K_magazine. So there's plenty of ways for you to be able to get at me and answer the topic and, you know, and just go in with us and just have a great time because that's how we're doing it. And while I'm sipping some Sea Fondale, you know, and just trying to get my hair right, you know what I'm saying, and trying to discuss this topic and stuff. So, okay. So we heard from P. Cologne was the last person that called in, and he has some crazy stuff. For you rappers, this is one for you rappers. If you have your pen and pad and you're still writing, for you rappers or singers, you know, struggling artists, even I guess the ones that draw and all that, the one you could say is, like, after you hung out all night and you come in the morning, you could say that you was either A, rapping for money, B, selling your CDs, 3, singing for money, or 4, drawing for money. So, you know, these are just some key ones that when you want to go hard in the paint and you ain't got an excuse, you know, then those are, you know, some of them. I can't believe that I'm giving some of these out, but not everybody can really, let me tell you another thing. There could be 5 people telling the same lie, and not everybody can really deliver it. The way it's supposed to be delivered. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing that out there. So, how far will you go to hide being unfaithful? How far would you go? You know, or how far have they gone to be unfaithful to you? Call in 347-826-7722 and let me know. And while you're calling in and while you're guessing, let me play some 950 Shimmy Shimmy. And, you know, they're going on the pain. They just did a video last week for the Shimmy Shimmy. So, check them out on the Twitter, 950 plus. Follow them, 950 plus. That's Shimmy Shimmy. That I reckon. Yeah. Or commercial first, bro. Whatever you find. Play the Shimmy Shimmy. Play the commercial. Play the Shimmy Shimmy. Play algo. Juega algo. Porque yo tengo que CP on the
one. You looking for that hot studio, man. You trying to drop your lyrics, man. Get your mixing and mastering on. Getting your recording on, man, and you're tired of all those cats just standing you up and you don't know what to do, then you need to holler at Team Studios. Team Studios at 752 East 137th Street between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard, Bronx, New York, 10454. Call them at 347-726-22221, you know what I'm saying? And make sure that you log into the website at www.teamentertainment.net. Follow them on Twitter at TNT1. Don't forget, they open 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm talking about they got rooms to rent. You looking for an office to get your whole internet radio going on? Or maybe you might even want to do something in there. I don't know what it is. You might even want to have a house party. I don't know. But you know what it is. 7 days a week, man. They got rooms for rent. Rooms for rent, man. Get your business together. Get your professionalism on. Make sure you holler at Team Studios. Team Studios, man. The hottest place in the Wrong, wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. Drilla, bang like gorilla, got a tendency to pill her. When I drill her, I can feel her shiver.
Already in her, living in her liver like I'm liquor winding down in her spine. Better get her, get her.
She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be trying to give it to me, then I beg her quickly, quickly. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. Dollars in the cup, cause I ain't tryna fill my drink.
Fulfill my drink, women in the pink. Back her blackberry shakes, the CD on my link. Bathroom in the sink, and we grinding to the beat. Then I think, why dance when we
yeah. I agree, she say I agree. When I open up my mouth, pour that lick inside of me. Then I splash her, as I lick her body to get high. Roll that live, blow a sour to the sky. Baby, we just slide. Slow it down, then you slow it down, then you slow it down, then you she be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be trying to give it to me, then I beg her, quick, quick. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. Dollars in the cup, cause I ain't tryna steal my dream. Stay in the bubble, getting it wet, making it puddle. Give me the druggie, tryna get twisted, get you a couple. Make them drink until they all faded. Sit back like the split, watch them kiss, I be coordinated.
And I be doing things with your broad all naked. Never get it mistaken, make her pop it like bacon. Shake it till she break it, and of course she gon' take it. And of course on top of me is her favorite. I think it's time to slide.
Slow it down, then you slide. Slow it down, then you slide. Slow it down, then you slide. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be trying to give it to me, then I beg her quickly, quickly. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. Dollars in the cup, cause I ain't trying to fill my drink.
Shimmy, they just did the video last week. I missed it, man. I miss being in the video. I missed like two videos already that they've done, and I haven't been on. But it's all good. I still rep my people in my hood. It's all good. I want to shout out T.I., man. Shout out to T.I. for supposedly doing a good deed and getting locked up for it. So, you know, go figure, right? So, shout out to T.I., man. Shit sucks, man. You know, sometimes your artists think that you're untouchable by the law, but it may work for a little while, but eventually, you know what I'm saying, shit catches up with you. So shout out to, on the Twitter, TBM_Tito, that is retweeting our stuff. So shout out to him. Thanks for looking for the retweet. I also want to make sure you check out a real great, great poet, a great friend of mine. I didn't even know that he was really into poetry and all that till the other day. And he hit me on the Facebook, and I've been checking out his stuff. And he's actually going to be with us next week live in the studio reciting some of his poetry. His poetry is Benini. So, and that's Albert Carrasco. And go check out his website. It's www.infinitethepoet.com. So just that way, www.infinitethepoet.com. And check out his stuff. He got some great work, some great pieces there. Check him out on his on the Facebook. And just check, you know, go to the website. All his stuff is there. And, you know, I love to support, you know, people doing positive things. You know what I'm saying? I just love to see, you know, my people, especially my people that grew up with me, my people from the hood, and just anybody that's doing their damn thing and their one-twos. And I just love to big up everybody that's, you know, just doing something positive, because there's so much negative stuff already out here. Like, we really need to mix in a little of the positive stuff to be able to, you know, to maintain and stay alive. So, again, shout out to Monica, the wedding planner. It's Infinity Weddings and Events of Miami Beach. And her website, if you want to check out her stuff, is www.eweddingsgs.com. I'm just horrible when I have to recite stuff like that. So make sure, you know, let me shout out Julie Ojeda Ning. Shout out to Dennis the Menace. Shout out to Young Quest. Shout out to Lega, Christian Dior, Pete Cologne. Shout out to AG. I definitely want to say my condolences to you. His dad just passed away a couple of days ago. So I want to give out my condolences. You know I'm here. You got my number. I love you. You know, stay strong. I know you're a strong brother. You know, but situations like that are really hard. But know that you have family and friends that support you and got your back 100%. Shout out to Lito. Shout out to Cuban Link. Shout out to Nelly. Shout out to Avant. Little Mo, SWV, and shout out to Eminem, yo. Eminem just got honored. I think it was in BET. Just got honored for being number one, like for the whole 2000 and now, like for the whole decade. He's like number one artist for the decade. All right, so that was pretty hot. You know, I didn't think, you know, it was him. It was between him and oh, my God, what's his name? Dreadlocks. It's between him and Lil Wayne. And Lil Wayne was second, you know, and Eminem got that. So that's what's up.
What about Alicia Keys? She had a baby.
She gave birth?
She had a boy.
Shout out to Alicia Keys and the baby boy that she got. And she's a married woman, okay? So she didn't have a baby.
Out of wedlock.
She did that slick. I like that. At least I like my answer saying nothing about that suave move you did, but I like that, you know. Shout out to Donnell Jones. Shout out to Roxanne Shante for fighting cancer. Shout out to the original Spinderella. And shout out to the Tango Kid for inviting us for the Walk for Cancer. Although we couldn't make it, we appreciate the invite. And we hope that everybody came out, you know, to do the walk. 832, you're on with Emma E2K.
Yo.
832, who this?
What's up, mama? It's Carefree.
Oh, my God. What up, ma? Oh, my God. This is my sister from another mother.
How are you? How's everything going in New York, honey?
Oh man, well, I'm located in Philly. You know, we got our main place in New York, but I'm actually streaming live from Philly right now. Tell everybody where you're calling from.
Oh, calling from Houston, Texas, representing 90.1 FM out here, X Squad DJs, and just doing it up. Been out here five and a half years.
Yay, yay. I love all this love, man. It's coming from all over. Shout out to Texas. Shout out to Texas. Houston, Texas, man.
So I have to call in and show my girl some love. I saw you tweeting. I'm not on the computer right now. I'm about to hop out of here. But Yeah, man, you get much love, much respect from me always.
I appreciate that, sister. I appreciate that. You know, I may be coming through a town near you. We're about to do a, you know, start a tour for 2011, and we're going to start, you know, checking out just all the people that support us and go to different states and all that. So, you know, if I'm by you, you already know it's on.
Girl, you already know what's up. You have the numbers. You have everything. You have all my contacts. Hit me up as soon as you find out.
I sure will. So talk to me about, you know, what you're doing out there. Anything you want to plug, you know, do it.
Whew, let's see. Oh, my gosh. Man, just been doing the show, which is going really well. It's one of the hottest underground, quote-unquote, hip-hop, official hip-hop shows in Houston. The show's been running 10 years strong with DJ Bobby Fast, and he pulled me onto the team, and as a matter of fact, for last Thanksgiving, and I've been with him since. We just had Illa J, which is Jay Dilla's younger brother, and Frank Nitt down here on Sunday, which was an awesome show. They did a tribute to Jay Dilla, which was bananas. Man, just supporting everything out here. Big up to Trade the Truth, Can't Ban the Truth in stores. A lot of politics, but behind that particular artist right there. So if your listeners want to Google him, it's T-R-A-E, the Truth. Let me see. Man, just doing it big. Shout out to Kadoma, the biggest sneakerhead for the Houston Hip Hop Sneaker Summit. Big ups to Zen from SOS Radio that does it really big with the underground hip hop scene out here. We're just trying to, you know, it's different. It's really, really different down here, and being out here for 5.5 years and just seeing how the whole hip hop scene runs. It was like another world to me, you know, learning everything all over again. You know, we've been in this, we dinosaurs in this. And what we know, and you move to another state, man, they move so different down here. So just to get up in the weave of how they do things, man, it's nothing but love. I guess shown nothing but love. Man, I'm loving it. That's all I can say is that I'm loving Houston. I'm loving it.
That's what, you know, sister, and listening to you talk, I'm loving Houston. That's why I'm going there now. If they're showing my sister love, then they're showing me love, and, you know, and it's all good in the hood. You already know.
Yes. You know, I miss home. I haven't been up since fall. As a matter of fact, I was up there earlier this year. Shout out to the BX, Alex Knapp. But I just moved my mom down in March.
Oh, she's down so, there.
Dude, that hella ass snowstorm. Oh, I'm sorry. Can I say that on the radio?
Yeah, we could curse.
But yo, that killer snowstorm. I went up there and we got the U-Haul, packed up the U-Haul, and I'm talking about. We were out. I was like, come on, mommy, you don't have to deal with none of the snow no more. Let's go. Palm trees and 80 degrees December.
I ain't mad at you at all, you know. But truthfully, like, I'm a winter baby. Like, I'm a February baby. I love my leathers and my minks. So I think I'm just going to stay on the side where it's still cold, though. But I'm going to take a shower when I want some warmness, though. I just, you know, I'm a winter baby. What can I say?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and before I forget, I want to send a big shout out to D-Rex from Grind Time Live, who is now living out here.
Okay. Oh, Grind Time is now out in Houston.
Grind Time is now out in Houston, and as a matter of fact, they just had their first battle audition last month, and it turned out crazy. Keith Murray's younger brother is out here also. He came to the battle and ate it.
Wow.
Ate it. So, you know, like I said, man, we just trying to show people that hip-hop is not dead. It's not all about, you know, the trunk bang and the stanky leg. And, nah, hip-hop is not dead. As long as I'm alive, and it's not dead at all.
That's good to hear because, you know, a lot of people don't know hip-hop is just a lifestyle. And if you live in hip-hop, then hip-hop will never die. You know what I'm saying? So hip-hop is a lifestyle. Hip-hop goes beyond all this music stuff. You know?
It does.
A lot of people don't really know that, you know, just only the real heads. But before I let you go, though, you know, you got to touch into my topic. So
what? Tell me.
My topic is, because it's caliente today. My topic is, how far will you go to hide being unfaithful?
You want Carefree to answer that one?
I want Carefree from to answer my topic.
Okay, number one. If I have to cheat on you, you gone. Because obviously you're not giving me something or doing something for me to be faithful to you. I don't have time to cheat.
Now, has it been done to you, though?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, it has.
Talk to me. Give me a story. Come on. Give me a story.
Okay. We're going to go for the one that I was with this year. I was with him for almost a year. And, you know, you try to do that, homie just came home and, you know, let's help a brother out. Okay. I'm going to work and this dude, you know, go ahead, boss, use the call, go ahead, go find yourself a job, do this, do that, you know. Which he was a DJ and he was making his little paper, you know, doing the clubs and the CDs. But he needed a check. While I was at work, which, you know, I'm on the ambulance like 8 million hours a day, he was riding around, had chicks in my whip, getting head in my whip, taking chicks out, telling everybody that was his sister's car.
Ooh.
Really?
Ooh.
Really?
Ooh.
I got you. On Father's Day, I called him up. As a matter of fact, I texted him because he was DJing that night. And I packed up his stuff, and I said, do me a favor and take your shit. And if you don't have your shit, I will have somebody remove it.
Mm.
But for what? For what? What I do? I don't know. Why don't you ask that all these chicks? Nah, but I love you. Nah, you know you don't. No, you don't. Cut that quick.
Wow, that's some real, you know, that's some real loser shit. That's the loser shit.
Quick. But I'm not even gonna tell you how grimy my revenge was, but it was grimy.
Yeah, we don't need for you to be admitting no stuff on the air. That's cool, sis. So, you know, we can discuss it off the air. You know what I mean? But thanks for sharing, man. Thanks for sharing. Thank you for calling.
Yes.
I love you.
I love you too.
I'm off air and stuff. I appreciate you calling in. And keep on doing your damn thing, man. You're the queen representing over there.
I will, you too, and big up to E2K Magazine, big up to everything that you're doing, big up to where you at, big up to where you from, much love, hugs, and kisses, and you know how to get me, girl. Oh, and if any of your listeners want to contact me, you know I'm a Twitter head, so they can contact me at CarefreeBX2TX, that's CarefreeBX, the number 2TX. Hit me up. I respond to everybody. I am so not Hollywood, and I show crazy love.
Carefree BX and the number 2 and TX, right?
Yep, the Bronx to Texas.
I got you, sister. Shout out to Texas, man. Houston,
yes.
Texas, doing it big, especially with my girl Carefree out there. Y'all better watch it.
I love you, mama.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, before you go, somebody on the Facebook just said, Rosita just said, yo, she should have crazy glued his dick to his leg and burned his clothes, fucking Sufio. So that's what I'm going to say.
Much love.
My people go hard for you, baby. They go,
oh, my God. That, you know what? That's what's up. That's what's up.
But we don't want to know what you really did. We don't want you admitting shit here. So I'll talk to you later. I love you.
I love you too, mama. Peace.
Peace, man. Oh, my God. So, okay. Now, Monica tells me, you know, Monica is good with the horoscope and, the, you know, the signs and stuff like that, right, the zodiac. I've always been told that I'm a Pisces. My birthday is February 19th. I've always been proud to say, you know, my birthday is February 19th. I'm a leader by birth, blah, 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 right? I'm always saying I'm a leader by birth. I start Pisces. But she tells me that I'm Aquarius, that I'm not Pisces. So, I don't know. Sometimes I do feel like a Pisces. Sometimes I do feel like Aquarius, you know, but I don't know. But she said, she keeps saying, yes, you are. She goes, that's because you're an Aquarius, not a Pisces. I can't understand why men think that they can even get away with it. We women always know. Oh, my God, we're like the mothers, right? You know how you do something and you be like, why she knows? Like, how the mothers always know about everything that their kid does. And, you know, the same thing with us. We know. We could smell you like a mile away. We know where you've been at. So make sure, you know, you fly straight or fly out or just, you know, just stop it. I mean, really, like truthfully, like if you're not happy and all that. I mean, the creeping is fun, I guess. You know what I'm saying? It's adventurous. It's all that. But you can find that same excitement and all that with the right person. I mean, if you're with the right person, you'll get all that joy and that excitement, and you can feel like you're sneaking around and all that. All you have to do is find the right partner because, you know, I've had those feelings, and I didn't have to necessarily be sneaking out. I was just with the right person that made me feel that way, like excited to see them, to be with them and stuff like that. So shout out to all the good men out there. They are some good men. Let me shout them out because my friends always say, you never shout out us good guys. I have to say us good guys and stuff. So, and shout out to all the Macs laptops, or the Mac computers, because Rose is on a Mac and she's loving the shit out of it. So I think that's a hint that she's trying to us. She needs to be on a Mac. All right, I got you, Rose. You know, let's get some more advertisers and some check cutting. No, I see. No, it's no hint. No. Anyway. Let's go into another song. Let's go into another song while I, you know, think my last closing statements and my last shout-outs and stuff like that because we're about to the end of the show. We're getting close to the end. But never fear, you know, you'll know you can see me next week and every Saturday from 8 to 10. So, Rose, play me something. I want to hear something, man. Give me some music.
It's sweet, baby. Yeah. Yeah. So the jack, alright. You know I'm a fly dude, so I have to make this my fly dudes, my fly ladies. Yeah.
All about me, all about
Gina.
down, yeah, we all get it in, get it in. I think I fly, homie, tell me what you think of me. Always keep that cake on me, so they call me the bakery. My dude, can't you see? Save the plastic next to me. How so much of the money, people keep that in your memory. Who to the problem, Jedi, always hold me down. Shorty, show me love every time I come around, yeah. Gina, I'm a hood star, driving good cars. In and out of Audi, the Dutch Jaguar. You know, I got a soul made.
On the Twitter, don't forget to follow me on the Facebook.com/MAE2K. Don't forget to follow me on the Twitter, MAE2K, or E2K_magazine, E2K_magazine. Don't forget to follow my whole team. My team is crazy. So once you start following me, I'll just plug you on to everybody else. Shout out to Team 950 Plus and everybody, excuse me, retweeting. For the retweet squad is on. Shout out to D Block 209, retweeting TBM_Tito for retweeting. Everybody's on the retweet. I appreciate that. I appreciate the love. Everybody that's on the stream, I appreciate it. I'm getting calls from Houston, Texas, from Cali, from Florida. How can I not feel this love, man? I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy for me not to be able to feel love. The BX is full-fledged in the building. You know, it's all love. I feel great. Rosita says she's on her third Mike's Hard Lemonade, and you're still with the same glass. Hurry up, girl. Catch up. Rosita, I've never been a drinker. You know that, okay? Alcohol and me really don't. We shouldn't even really be mixing. So that's why I'm kind of taking slow. I do have to have a show and be conscious. Can I be conscious for the show? You know, afterwards it's on. Afterwards, this is me by myself. I'm just here alone. So afterwards, I do me. So shout out to Rosita for worrying about emptying my glasses and stuff. And, you know, and for me to, trying to get me to be a love just like her. But anyway, 347-826-7722. Anybody that want to give us a last call? I got 10 more minutes to the show. And I don't want to go. I missed y'all already, and I haven't even left. I appreciate all the love, man, all the calls. I mean, it's just crazy. It's just, you know, it's just crazy. Shout out to Lush out there in the D.C. area. Shout out to Viviana. I'm sorry I didn't make it out there to Maryland today. But again, to recap on what I had said earlier, I was supposed to be actually streaming live from D.C. right now. But since I'm a mother first, you know, my baby, Prince Angel, wasn't feeling well and was kind of cranky. And, of course, I couldn't leave my baby behind. And Lush, as a mother, definitely understood that. But, you know, I'm there with her in spirit. She's doing the showcase, and I know, you know, they're popping it off and having crazy fun over there. So definitely shout out to Lush out there in the D.C. area. Doing the showcase. Whoever's out there in the D.C. area, make sure you make it to Queen Makeda. Queen Makeda, that's the club. It's located at 1917 9th Street, Northwest Washington, D.C. And the admission is $10. So shout out to everybody that made it out there. Shout out to Team Studios and shout out to Team Entertainment. We'll be out next week in New York streaming live from Team Studios, from the Bronx. You know, that's where we do all, you know, most of our live streaming. We're going to have our guests coming through. We're going to have the Infinite Poet coming through. We're going to have Ayana, and we're going to have Patty Dukes. So that should be an interesting show, because we have a poet
an R&B singer, and a full-around Patty Duke entertainer. And she said she's bringing Rap Star with her. So let's see. Make sure you tune in next week and stuff, and see who I have on. And there's always some surprise, somebody that wants to always show up, surprise and say hi and show me love. So it's all good. It's all good in the hood. Monica's actually asking me what my next topic is. My next topic, see, what I do with a topic, I don't let people know ahead. I let people know, like, the day of or right before we about to go into the show. Or sometimes just actually, because sometimes I go by, like, what happens in my life. And that's how I make the decision. So I don't have planned topics ahead. I kind of go by what's going on and sometimes by the guests that are going to show up. So, Monica, as soon as I get the topic, which will be next Saturday early or Friday night, I'll let you know what the topic is, and then you can, you know, prepare yourself for, you know. And I like to be on the spot. We're called E2K on the spot. So when you ask people a question, like, on the spot, boom, and they're not ready for it, it kind of, like, you know, it's more intriguing because they're like, whoa, like, oh, like, they were not ready for that. I like that expression more. Then they already ready, like they already wrote something and they got something already written, you know. I like to catch everybody on the spot. E2K on the spot, that's how we do, man, with your girl Emma E2K every Saturday. Don't forget, you can always log in to www.e2kmagazineonline.com. Make sure you call us, 347-826-7722. I believe I got 5 more minutes to the show, so whoever wants to call in, 7 minutes. I got 7 minutes. And somebody threw out a topic for me. Rose is saying, why we don't do the topic, what makes you a lady in the street but a freak in the bed? Okay, she didn't write it like that, but the way she wrote it was, what makes you a lady in the street, freak in the sheet? Okay. I don't know. Who knows? I may do it, I may not. You got to stay tuned to know if that's the topic that I'm going to do now. We'll see. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Monica likes that. She says, ooh, I love that. Monica loves that. So we'll see. You got to stay tuned. And Rosita goes, make it a really good topic. Okay, so Rosita, do you agree with that topic? The topic that Rose threw out there. I'm not saying I'm doing it, but I'm just saying. Jennifer, do you think that's a good topic for next week? What makes you a lady in the street, a freak in the sheets?
I say go for it.
Oh, you say go for it. Okay, so, okay, Jennifer says go for it. Monica says go for it. Rosita, what you say? If Rosita says go for it, we going for it. Let's see. Let's see what Rosita says. Rosita, we go for it? Rosita, come on, let's go. Rosita, we do it, we do it? She said no, something better. Ave Maria, she's drinking too much. Stop drinking, yeah, that's it, yeah. Yeah, that was a good one. Let's see. Stay with me. Rock with me till next week, and we'll see. I'm going to keep it in mind. I'm going to put it in my, you know, in my suggestion box. So that is a good one. Jennifer likes it. Monica likes it. So let's see. I like it. Let's see. I may change up. I may not. You know, you got to tune in. I definitely now have like 5 minutes to the show. So with my last 5 minutes to the show, it's just going to be me. So, you know, too bad. You should have called prior to my 5 minutes of the last, you know, the show. Shout out to everybody on the Ustream. Shout out to, and I act like I can't do two things at the same time. I can't talk, I can't talk at the same time. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Jennifer for hanging with me for the whole, you know, remaining of the show. Thank you. I felt like it's just me and you, like, chilling, like I got you on speaker and we're just talking and shit. And then, like, other people are calling me, and I'm like, what?
I'll be on next week with you.
That's what's up. I love it. I love being able to be in people's, living room or kitchen. Or don't put me in the bathroom, though. Don't be putting me in the bathroom. And have me in the bathroom. I'm feeling some sort of way about that. But, you know, anywhere you at, and you could bring me into your household. I definitely appreciate it. God bless everybody. Keep God and love first. Have peace in your life, people. There's nothing like having peace in your life. And, you know, due to the topic that we were talking about, which was, you know, how far will you go to hide being unfaithful? You don't have peace in your life if you're constantly trying to hide that you're unfaithful. Karma is a motherfucker. Karma is a motherfucker. You hear what I'm saying? So whatever you do, maybe not that person particularly that you're with won't bring it back to you, but it will come back around fold, and you will feel the wrath. So I've learned that in my younger years. I paid my dues. I paid all I'm going to pay for. Now I just want to live in peace. I just want to live in peace. I want to love in peace. I want to shop in peace. I just want to be in peace. You know what I mean? Because there's nothing like that. And Rosita says her and Karma are best friends. They're BFF. Rosita and Karma are both BFFs. I hear you, man. You know, and I definitely respect Karma. Karma is a bully. So I'm scared of Karma. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to mess with Karma. Karma is dangerous. Dangerous. She's just dangerous. So I don't need to play around with Karma anymore. I just try to live right, try to walk right. Everybody, my 8th annual Give Thanks Dinner is coming up. Make sure you check out all the information on my Facebook, /MIE2K. Follow me on the Twitter, which is MIE2K. Thank you, man, everybody. Thanks, everybody. I love y'all. Love, peace, and hair grease. And thank you to all my viewers from everywhere. I mean, you guys are just repping hard from everywhere. I'm loving all the love. Wait a minute. I think I'm going to take. Let me.